The Hill of Tara. In pre-Christian times, the Hill of Tara was one of the island's most important religious and political centers. For visitors today, there are few physical remains, but plenty of mystery, mythology, and archaeology to ponder. Nearby, a small coffee and gift shop provides toilets, food, souvenirs, and drinks. As you enter the site, walk up the path to the St. Patrick's Church in the wooden thicket on the hill's eastern slope. Be sure to stop at the gate to read the Irish Office of Public Works, or the OPW, placards about the history and lore of the Hill of Tara. Notice the statue of Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, on the right. This figure replaces an older statue of the saint, which stood atop the hill from the late 1800s. Here, Patrick, in his episcopal vestments, a robe, a mitre, and a crozier, holds a shamrock, which he used to explain the Trinity to the pagan High King, three petals with one stem. Patrick arrived on the nearby Hill of Slain on Easter Eve, 533. Pagan traditions dictated the High King light a bonfire on the Hill of Tara at this particular time of the year. In defiance of the High King and his pagan traditions, Patrick lit a bonfire on the nearby Hill of Slain hours before the High King did on Tara. Patrick's bonfire burnt through the night and into the next day. Later, Patrick traveled to Tara the next morning. The High King was overcome by the miracle of the long-burning fire, and listening to Patrick's message of Christ's salvation, he converted to Christianity. The St. Patrick's Church is likely to be closed due to renovations, but the graveyard and the peaceful grounds are worth a look. From the path, walk through the field to the left of St. Patrick's statue, around the churchyard's fence, and pick your way through the sheep dung and ditches to the top of the hill. Tara was an important site long before the High Kings arrived. The oldest unearthed monument is the Mount of the Hostages, a passage tomb dating from about 3000 BC. A berm and a trench encircle the summit of the monument. The entire structure is known as the Fort of the Kings. Notice the berm is on the outside and the trench on the inside. Unlike many ring forts around the island, this is ritualistic rather than a defensive barrier. Standing at the summit, in the area known as the Royal Seat, is the Stone of Destiny. This was the inauguration stone of the Kings of Tara, and according to tradition, when an authentic Irish or Scottish king placed a foot on the stone, it cried out to announce his rightful reign. Tara was finally abandoned in 1022 by the High King of Ireland, Mael Seicchlainn. However, the hill has always retained its importance to the Irish identity. In later centuries, the Hill of Tara was the site of several significant events. In 1798, a group of passionate young rebels chose Tara for its commanding and defensible position. They held the position until British troops showed up and sent out a Trojan horse-like wagon loaded with whiskey, which the rebels easily captured and consumed. With a hill full of drunken rebels, it was easily taken by the British forces. Later in 1843, Daniel O'Connell, you'll hear about him when we get to Dublin, a champion of Irish liberty, rallied 500,000 Irish Catholic sharecroppers here for his all-time greatest monster meeting. O'Connell, a charismatic orator, organized peaceful rallies to promote the repeal of the Act of Union with Britain. In 1899, a crazed group of Israelites believed they were one of the lost tribes from Israel, and they ended up in Britain. They descended upon the Hill of Tara and spent 2 years recklessly and haphazardly digging up the hill in search for the Ark of Covenant. Well, I hope this gives you a little insight into the Hill of Tara and what it means in history and folklore of Ireland. Until next time, your adventure starts right here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.